Steve, thank you so much. We forgot to thank Tony Fulmer. He, you know, this guy knows everything there is about flowers and plants. He astounds me, but he brought us each a nice plant, and I don't even know what kind this is. I didn't want to embarrass myself, because unless it's a rose or it says the name of the plant, I don't know what it is, but it's nice. It's very pretty.
It's a hellebore.
Wendy, that's not nice. He went out of his way to bring us a gift.
He's not a hell of a bore. It's a, I don't know how to say it, but it's a Lenten rose.
Is that what it is?
And the reason they're called that is because they bloom. They're the first things to bloom, usually before Easter.
Right.
And these are white, but then after they bloom color-wise, they turn into a green foliage type thing.
Yeah.
And it's up there all through the winter, so when everything else is dying and getting brown, this will stay green.
I like that.
It's a hellebores.
Yes, it is.
A Lenten rose.
Yes, it is.
There you go.
Kurt Wagner brought us presents of some kind. He brought us his own presents. He's here, and it's nice to see you, Kurt. We're thrilled that you're here. You know Kurt,
hey, Kurt.
From TVshowpatrol.com. Kurt, first of all, this is great news for anybody who was a fan of the old HBO series, Tales from the Crypt. It's
loved
coming
it.
Back. Wasn't that a fun show? I love that show. It's coming back.
The Crypt Keeper?
Yes. And they have a... updated or reinvented Crypt Keeper is what they're saying. It's going to be on TNT, though.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
And M. Night Shyamalan.
Ding dong.
Shyamalama ding dong.
Yeah.
Is going to curate it.
That's
going
to be
the
great.
Executive producer and everything. He's the guy who did Sixth Sense.
Right.
You're telling Bill that. Like,
I know M. Night.
He just
I
said
know my,
duh in M. his M. thought bubble.
He has had not a lot of luck with films of late. He started out as red hot as could be with Sixth Sense and a couple of others, but his last couple of years have not been great in terms of feature films. Is television next progressive
step?
Well, he
produced Wayward Pines last summer on Fox.
Which was pretty good. I like
that.
And
there's a new season of that coming up.
Yeah. That's the Matt Dillon show where everything...
So, but I don't think Matt Dillon's in the second season.
Oh, he's not? Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. What do we need to know about the new version? I know you said it's not on HBO anymore. It's on TNT. But other than that...
Well, they're doing a Tales from the Crypt block of programming as well as a Tales from the Crypt show. So the show will be part of the block of programming. So they'll probably program like 3 hours of horror stuff.
Oh, thank you. You forgot the second
And I'm good either way. Whatever they want to show me, I'll watch.
And the Tales from the Crypt will be like the old one in that it'll be an anthology series, but each episode will be different.
Yeah.
And then
was that the one where Ted Danson was buried in the sand? Was that a Tales from the Crypt? No, that was Creepshow, I think.
Yeah, that was
but
the
that's
movie
what
Creepshow.
It was very much like.
Yeah, it was like the old pulp comics of the 1940s
and it's
50s.
Based on those, what is it, A-E-R-E-E-A comics. I can't remember the thing, but it's based on those. So TNT this week announced that they're also have a thing called Time of Death, or they're shooting a pilot for this thing called Time of Death, which is a season-long horror anthology series.
Yeah.
That will have, it's sort of like American Horror Story, in that it'll be one story each season, but each season the story will be different.
What do you attribute the reemergence of this sort of television to? Is it Walking Dead, kind of, or is
it
something else?
Well, I think you mean the horror stuff or the anthology stuff?
Both.
Well, the anthology stuff, I think, is because of the success of American Horror Story.
Yeah.
And the horror stuff, certainly could be Walking Dead, but you know, it's been around, it comes up, it's so cyclical, I think, and you know, once something gets popular, then every network wants their version of that thing, you know, like one network did a successful adaptation of a foreign TV show, and now suddenly everybody's trying to grab the rights, the US rights, to remake a foreign TV show, and you know, it's just all...
I have a question. You're speaking of American Horror Story and the American Crime Story, which they were behind the OJ.
Yeah.
Right.
So Sarah Paulson was on it, but you didn't see Jessica Lange or any of the other people involved. Do they save money if they keep using the same actors
all
the time? And why do they do it? It just seems kind of weird to me. I like it, but...
Well, the actors like it, I think, because it's a steady gig.
Yeah.
But... you know, they don't have to do the same character. They can do the same character for 13 episodes or whatever it is,
right.
But they don't have to do it for 5 seasons mm-hmm. of the same character, which is, you know, nice. It's sort of a middle ground of a movie versus, you know, a 5-season long
mm-hmm.
thing. the reason Sarah Paulson was in both was because Ryan Murphy was the executive producer of both, and he really likes her.
She's really something
else,
man.
And she's really good. So he was, you know.
Let's... I watched The Asylum, and she, that's the only one I saw of the American Horror Story. Mm-hmm. She's an awesome actress.
Yes, she
Where
is.
Did she come from?
Oh, she's been around for a long time. Deadwood was the first place I think most people kind of took note of her.
I didn't watch that, but yes, that makes sense.
Yeah, she was really good on that. We were talking about how for the next season, the O.J. Simpson show, The People versus O.J. Simpson, was part of American Crime Story, and they've said that for season two, they're kind of leaning towards doing the Menendez brothers trial. Is that in stone? Do we know that for sure that that'll be season two? Or are they still kind of mulling over their options?
I think they're mulling over it. I did read something about a Menendez thing, but I wasn't sure if it was the American Horror Story franchise who was doing that. I thought somebody else was...
The two that made the most sense to me anyway, Kurt, were that story, the Menendez brothers, or the JonBenet Ramsey case. I think either of those would be a nice follow-up to the O.J. Simpson.
Yeah, NBC is doing a Menendez brothers
thing. Oh,
are they? Thing.
They're
yeah.
doing it?
Because, yeah, see, I mean, that's just another example of something works, then everybody
Somebody's
tries to get
copy
it. I mean, NBC did a live musical, and now Fox is doing live musicals like crazy.
Yeah.
So... It's sort
that
of,
seems so crazy, doesn't it? I mean, that's how why you have Burger King and McDonald's right across the street from
right.
each other. But
so
just,
you know, the American Crime Story, they might have been thinking about doing the Menendez brothers, and then but they didn't announce it. So,
but
NBC
you're right about
beat
the musicals.
The
you know, Wendy and Ryan Burrow from the Newsroom are doing Annie Get Your Gun in August.
Are you really?
Yeah,
it's going to be no,
great.
We're not.
It's going to be great.
I thought I heard
totally,
an angel sing.
I would totally see watch you as Annie and Annie Get Your Gun.
Wendy, don't say no. It's a. I think it's a good possibility.
If we're really doing it, sure, I'll audition.
shooting something from behind.
From behind,
I could do that. No
That's
problem.
Easy. Come on, Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. If you have a question or a comment about your favorite TV shows or the ones you don't like, 312-981-7200. Back in a little bit. It's WGN. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com, and the calls are coming in. If you have a question, 312-981-7200. Before we get to those, there's a chance, and I'm not a Game of Thrones guy. Wendy, you don't watch Game of Thrones, but there are people who just love it, love every minute of it. There's rumors
Kevin
now.
Kevin likes it.
Kevin, our producer, is
he
one of those people.
He just pointed to himself, so he wanted
people.
To get in the conversation.
Kevin, come on in.
There's rumors that this could be the final season for Game of Thrones.
No.
What do you know? It won't be?
No, it's not the final season, but it's probably the last season. It'll be 10 episodes.
What does
because
that mean?
Because this season is when they've gone beyond the books.
Yeah.
So... The producers have talked about, you know, we might have enough story for X many episodes.
So they'll cut it back to like six or eight a year?
It would be seven the next season and six the final season.
Wow.
Would that mean I'd still have to wait a year?
Yes, that's the problem. But, you know, the problem with that show is that they couldn't do all those at once because it just costs so much to make and the filming schedule is so brutal. They film in they have permanent setups in three different countries,
yeah.
I think. And it's just, you know, it's just hard to launch that thing.
Of course.
Unless you're, you know, $80 bajillion.
But there was a time where if you only did 10 episodes a season, people were like, well, that's not a lot for a full season, and now they want to cut it back.
That's kind of a cable norm, I think, was 10.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not a done deal yet. They're still talking about it, and HBO's still talking about it with them. But, you know, if they want to stay true to the vision, you know, when they originally set out, they said X many episodes.
Yeah.
And so if that works out, that would work out to, like, 10 this season, 7 and 6.
And cut back from there. All right. Some calls are coming in for you, Kurt, at 312-981-7200. If you have a question about a show, Kurt's your guy. Let's start out with Marianne. Hi, Marianne. What's up?
Hi, good morning. Enjoying the show.
Thank you.
I was so shocked about, I love The Blacklist.
Oh, be careful. Be careful. Spoiler alert. A major thing took place this last week,
Marianne
right?
Marianne knows better.
Yeah.
I hope.
Okay. All right. I can't believe it. And then it's almost like they did it and it would be like it was the last episode, but no, it isn't. There's another one. And I can't believe, are they going a total different direction? She was so...
Are we spoiling?
We have to be very careful in how we say this.
Okay.
There's a major turn of events that took place on Thursday's episode.
And
I watched part of it. And we may not... What we saw may not have actually... And other shows have employed this technique before where
may
you see something, you're
happened.
Not sure exactly what you saw is true or not.
Maybe Red Reddington cooked the books.
So wait, Marianne, you are calling to find out what happened? Because we can't... It just happened.
We can't divulge
to... No, I did see it. I just couldn't believe it happened because
And you wanted to chat with someone about it.
It would change the course of the show dramatically if what we saw.
Holy moly.
Right.
Well, but, you know, Red would still be around. They just have to have...
I know.
I don't know what you're all talking about because I don't watch the show, but there are people that do that are probably really mad at all of you.
Well, that's why.
I think there's talk of a spinoff series from that show, too.
Oh, is that right?
Really?
Yeah. It's actually, they've made a pilot, or they're making a pilot. I did read that in the pilot list.
Yeah.
That involves, what's his face? The tall dude.
Manute Bol.
Liz's,
is Manute Bol on the blacklist?
Yeah, Manute Bol is on the blacklist.
Liz's ex.
Tom.
Liz's ex.
Oh, Tom.
Tom.
Yeah.
Tom. He's Well, I could see where that would go because of what happened yesterday, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Marianne, I love you. I have never been so confused in all of my life between all three of you.
Well, we don't want to divulge too much for people who haven't seen last night's episode. But
it's always tough if a character wants to leave a show. You know, how do you go about getting rid of the character?
Well, I thought in real life there was a pregnancy. Was that true?
I don't know.
He was pregnant?
I haven't watched that show since the first season, so I can't really help
it's so good.
With that, but,
it's really good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Marianne, I got to let you go because I have a feeling more stuff is going to come out.
We don't want to give away too much. Thanks, Marianne.
Have a great weekend.
Boy, never in the history of radio we've not helped her at all. She just wanted to
commiserate with somebody who watched it. Thankfully, you did because I didn't know how to comfort her.
Yeah,
conversation.
I have to ask you something too about The Walking Dead. Now we don't know who's been offed. It's a major character, and we don't know this yet. There are a lot of speculations. I've watched so many videos of people, you know, slowing down the order and the eeny, meeny, miny, mo and figuring, you know, he looked to this direction. But here's my question. Norman Reedus, who plays Daryl, who is a stud muffin. I don't know when the last time I used that word was. But he's got a spinoff show about he and his motorcycle. But he could do both shows, right?
Yeah, that's not Daryl, though. That's Norman Reedus on a motorcycle. That's a reality
show. But that's my question, because half your mind goes, well, it's got to be him then, because he's got... But that's not a necessary...
You could do both.
Like a reality show.
My guess is he would do that in hiatus, and especially if it's a show where he's just riding around and stuff, that could be done in, you know.
You might see me on the back of his bike or in his sidecar.
In a month.
I'm going to stalk him big time.
You know, he always comes to Chicago every year for that con, that little convention.
Yeah, the Walker Stalker con. I go to it every year.
Well, there's the other one, too, that he's always here for. But
he has a better chance of being bit by Wendy than he does of a zombie.
That's true.
All right, we don't
But maybe
have time.
He would like it better, you know,
he
she
would.
Dressed up as a zombie.
Yeah.
I could try that,
Wendy.
No,
see what happens.
We have no time to get to all these questions.
Will you come back next week? It's a cliffhanger.
I'll come back next week.
All right, more of Kurt Wagner next week. For those of you whose questions did not get answered, we didn't even answer the questions that did get answered.
It's a lot of you. Sorry.
I know. 312-981-7200. Go to Kurt's website, tvshowpatrol.com. It's a good one. Thank you, Kurt. Have a great weekend. More after this. Bill and Wendy, WGN.